Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The big news coming out of the NFL is that the Raiders have decided to pull the plug on the season and to bench Derek Carr. Instead, Jarrett Stidham, who they acquired in an offseason trade from the Patriots, will start the rest of the games. And Carr's done. They want to send him home, Mark. They can get out of his contract by February and not have to pay the entire $33 million that he's owed. And let me tell you straight up, Mark, I know he hasn't had a good season. And the last time we saw him play, he had three picks. He looked awful.
Yep.
But this is nonsense. Balderdash, poppycock. Because the real issue is not Derek Carr. It's Josh McDaniels. How in the world did they pick up the players that they picked up, right, in the offseason?
Yeah.
And how in the world did this team take a step backwards? They have Devontae Adams. They don't know how to use him. You mean to tell me Derek Carr doesn't know how to throw the ball to Devontae Adams? Or is it the scheme?
No, that's his college buddy from Fresno. That's why they want him. He and D. Carr, buds from way back.
And here's the other one, Mark. This year, the Raiders have blown three leads of 17 points or more.
That's ridiculous.
Is that a quarterback issue or is that a coaching issue?
Well, all right, look, first of all, I'm not the biggest McDaniels guy. I'll tell you that right now, okay? But I know what Mark Davis was thinking when he hired him. He thought he deserved another chance after Denver and the Indianapolis fiasco. He gave him that chance. It's Mark Davis's call. There's nobody else. Mark Davis makes the call. When he brought McDaniels in, he thought, obviously, an offensive guy. He's got the rings with Belichick. We know where it's going. What Davis wants, Davis gets. But Derek Carr, and look, here's the Raider problem. There's a Raider problem. It's not just McDaniels and Carr. This team has gone to two playoffs since they went to the Super Bowl in 2002. That's 20 years they've gone to two playoffs. Lost both games. Derek Carr started one just this past January. And the previous one in 16 was Connor Cook from Michigan State. Connor Cook started that playoff game and lost to the Texans when Carr was injured. Derek Carr's going to one playoff. He's played in one playoff game. So, for me, there's more of a Carr problem than McDaniels because he just got there. Right? He just got there. I get it. Bad first year. Not a great first year. They didn't expect him to be 6-9 and have three of those horrible games. But he did just get there. So, if you want to – I mean, look – I guess all bets are off when Nathaniel Hackett gets fired in the first year. I've even heard talk people say they want to fire McDaniels. You just got it. What do you want to do? There's no plan B, Rob. No plan B for Mark Davis.
I get that, Mark, but this is strictly a financial deal. And from this standpoint, Mark, if they didn't owe, they had to have a settlement with John Gruden, right? All right, that was a big money. They had owed him $40 million on the books. I don't know what they settled on, but it was a lot of money.
Then they get a lot of new house, by the way, for Gruden.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Southern Island.
But McDaniels, it just got there. They gave him, I believe, Rob G, a 4-year contract, right? So there's 3 years left at big money. So they don't want to pay out another coach. But if the roles were reversed, Mark, and it was Josh McDaniels with an out in February, and you still had Derek Carr with years to go, and you couldn't like let him go. I bet you it would be reversed. This is a financial thing. They're making an excuse and doing this. And then here's the other problem: if you want to put a younger quarterback in, right, who maybe could be your starter, but Jared Stidham, Mark, there's no future there. He's not going to be your starting quarterback next year. You're wasting snaps on Jared Stidham. This is punishment for Derek Carr.
First of all, Jared Stidham was with McDaniels in New England.
That's nice, but is he going to be the quarterback next year?
And yes, he's only thrown 61 passes. He's got 2 TDs and 4 picks. It's his first start coming up against the Niners. But I really believe that McDaniels thinks there's something there with Stidham. I think he wants to see if he can play. Now, as far as Derek Carr goes, I see this a lot, the press stuff with McDaniels and Carr. I still never saw the love. I think it was just because he inherited Carr. I never thought that McDaniels should have the gig in the first place. I thought Rich Bisaccia should have kept the gig. After
he only went to the playoffs.
Yeah, a great interim run. And he after the whole Gruden, I don't even want to, worse than fiasco or chaos. Worse than it. And he righted that ship in the locker room with all the guys, Max Crosby and Josh Jacobs and others, and Darren Waller. There's just a bunch of Hunter Renfrow. But I think in this situation, McDaniels is getting his way on the quarterback. I never saw him take the Derek Carr from day one. Just didn't see it.
Mark, Derek Carr did not have a good year. Okay, I'll be the first one. I'm not trying to protect him.
And he's got great career numbers. If you looked at his numbers.
His numbers are good, but he's had a bad year, okay? Yep. I'll give you that.
Leads the league in interceptions.
But Mark, the 3 blown 17-point leads, that's your season. Mark, that's your season if you're the Raiders. You can sit here and dress it up and want to pin it on one guy. The one guy who's been terrible at his job as a head coach, Mark, since he won his first 6 games in Denver, is Josh McDaniels. Why? Why are we acting as if there's nothing to see here? Look at his record. Since take those 6 wins to start his head coaching career away, and it's been fugly, not ugly, it's been fugly.
It's been with a capital F. It has. And that's why I did not want him. I wanted Bisaccia to stay. Mark Davis rules the roost, maybe more than anybody but Jerry Jones in the NFL. Mark Davis is his call. His dad's not here anymore, and he invokes Al Davis all the time, his father. He wanted the guy. He's got the quarter. I'm telling you, I know it sounds crazy that he might have benched Carr. There's money involved. There's always money involved. That's not a thing. Everybody's got money. Everybody's got money involved. But I think he wants to see Stidham come play the last 2 games. That's why he's playing against San Francisco and against Kansas City.
Mark, Stidham has no shot at being a starting quarterback.
That may be true, but
they
better have a plan B if they're just going to dump Carr, unless it's a draft pick. What's the plan B? Go get another free agent quarterback for the same amount of money? That might not be any better than Derek Carr's numbers. If you took Carr's name off his Pro Football Reference and looked at his numbers, you would say it's one of the best quarterbacks going. Right. And then you see, Derek Carr.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Luka Doncic, okay, put up a stat line that had never been seen before in NBA history. Mark, 60 points, 6-0, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists in the Mavericks' overtime win against the Knickerbockers. The game went in overtime after Luka led a furious 9-point rally in the final 26 seconds. Just typical New York Knicks, I mean, to give up a 9-point lead.
Which also is one of those stats that has never, like, the NBA was 0 for 13,000 or something in situations where a team's up 9 with 30 to play and loses the lead.
Ridiculous.
And it's been two nights in a row because the Clippers did that to the Pistons, being up, 14 with 3 minutes to play.
It was unbelievable, Mark. That one was something. But Luka also intentionally missed a free throw in the final seconds, coming up with the loose ball himself, and then scoring the game time basket with 1 second left. I mean, I love the quote he had after the game. I'm tired as hell. Right. I need a recovery beer. And
right.
The quote.
But I saw that.
Let's bring in Rob G. Rob G. Let's talk about Luka and what people are talking about around the NBA about this guy and what he's been able to do.
Sure. Well, after the game, obviously, social media, all the talk shows were going crazy. Because when you have a performance like that, it's so unusual that everybody was, you know, goo-goo gaga over it. And rightfully so. It was incredible. And then as time goes on, you know, as you move away from the actual moment of it happening, you start having a more critical conversation, not just about him, but about their team and like, hey, are they wasting Luka, his talent? You know, we have a guy putting up 60, 20, and 10 at age 23. You know, they should have
But they don't win as much, right?
But to your point, Rob, he's only been out of the first round once. And each time that he's been in the playoffs, either he gets worn down or the team flames out because they're so reliant on Luka Doncic and Luka Doncic only.
But here's my only thing is, when I look at it, I just think to myself, but can you, when a guy's this talented, can you honestly tell him to pull back?
No,
or share the load?
Very,
do you know, like Mark, you're looking at stuff that's never happened, but you're not winning at the rate you would think. But are you, can you honestly say, don't be this great. We need you to be good, very good, but we need somebody else to be good as well.
But I don't think that they're not letting the other guys I just mentioned, and Dorian Finney-Smith as well, not play to their upward potential.
He has the ball a ton. It's almost impossible.
It goes right. All roads lead to Luka.
That's all I'm
saying.
There's no doubt. Right.
When you average 33.6 in this man's NBA, that's where it's going. Right. He's almost averaging triple double. He's at almost 9 rebounds and 9 assists a game.
And when you get 60 points, my God, like.
Well, I still said there's got to be somebody who did 60-20-10, especially in the day of Russell and Chamberlain.
Rob G, his postseason. Didn't they lose to the Clippers twice? I think once they were up 3-1. Do you have his postseason? Like, Mark,
No, they were up 2-2, and okay. They were up 3-2, and they lost each of those. 2020 in the bubble, he puts on a tremendous performance. They're up 2-2. They lose the next two, losing 6.
Okay.
His plus-minus in games 5 and 6 combined was minus 57.
There you go.
He wore down.
He wore
people,
down.
But people go out to see Mark Cuban's team because he's a rock star.
No,
And they love him for being a rock star.
Right. Well,
and then the next season, 2021, they go up 3-2 over the Clippers. They lose the next two. He played really well, in all fairness, in game 6 and 7. The problem, though, is he played really well. Nobody else did because all they do is catch and shoot.
Right.
So if they're not hitting their outside shots, that was pretty much the end of it. 2022, he misses most of the first round against the Jazz. He's lights out against Phoenix. So you think, all right, he's making a deep run. They're a dark horse against the Warriors. Some people actually picked him to beat the Warriors. They get blown out in 5 games. He shoots under 40% from the field in 3 of those games. Again, he wore down as the playoffs
and
go
on. And see, there you go. There's the other part, Mark, because he has to put in so much energy. He's so much a part of the offense. He's so much with handling the basketball, so much of the game, that is that going to allow you to make a long or a deep run? And that's where, if you're the Warriors, if you're the Mavericks, you got to figure out how do we maximize him, right, and his talents, but also allow him enough so that he can play and be there when we need him. I mean,
but that's the super max $64 million question, Rob. You know why? I go back. I want to invoke him again. I'll give you 3 more. David Thompson, Alex. I mentioned Alex English, George Gervin, and I said Dantley. That's the same thing they said 30, 40 years ago as to why those teams didn't win that they were on, because they were worn out putting up the numbers every night. All the stress and the angst and the effort and energy put into that. That's why those great players have like nothing. They don't have 1 NBA title. Most of them never even made it to an NBA championship series.
And let me give you
this. I think that's a pattern, Rob, not an aberration. I think Luka fits it.
Let me give you this, too. In his career, Mark, he has a usage rate in the playoffs of 39.8. The next highest person is Michael Jordan with 35.5. And the difference between 1 and 2 is 4.3. Is the same difference between Michael Jordan at number 2 and Kevin Durant at number 9. So that's how much he has the ball. Like, that's a huge number, 4.3 difference. So it would be one thing if he could finish games or finish series off, but so far, and he's young, right? He's 23 now. And he wears out, Mark. Where will he be 5 years from now? You know what I mean?
Like, he could be a burnout.
You could be burnt out.
I mean, Nowitzki, obviously they compared him to Dirk, and he was there at the game last night, Nowitzki. And Nowitzki seemed to, at the end of his career, burn out a little more than he did. I mean, he was an incredible player.
He played every year there in Dallas.
And he got lucky to get a title. He got a championship.
Yep.
He did get a chance. Dallas did win one. You know, the NBA, we say half the teams never won a title, never won anything.
And that was the one when they beat LeBron in Miami.
Yeah,
remember
right.
That?
Oh, but shoot. You go back and you look at teams that have been around 56. Look at the Knicks. I was going to bring this up because that's who they beat last night was the Knicks. This, speaking of anniversaries, this year's the 50th anniversary since their last championship.
Which is ridiculous.
50 years the New York Knicks
right?
have not. 73, and Red Holtzman wanted 70 and Red Holtzman,
right.
70 and 73. And they've only been to two since, 94 and 99, and they lost.
They lost in, right, 94 they lost in seven games to
But if I had told you in 1973 that the Knicks through 2023 wouldn't win another championship, you thought I was nuts.
In 50 years, kind of crazy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The big news in the NFL today was that the Raiders announced that they're going to bench Derek Carr, and that's it for the season. They're going to go away from the team so that they can, let Jared Stidham start the last two games. Of course, he came from the Patriots, where Josh McDaniels is comfortable with him and knows him and all that. But the other thing is, there's a talk. We just heard Eddie House, who's a big Raiders fan, and the first thing he says is talking about the whole Tom Brady. You know, like, oh, they're going to get Tom Brady, and he'll be reunited with Josh McDaniels, and Tom Brady will be, what, 46 by the time we get to next season? I think he's 45 now. And, Mark, the other story that's out there that's big is that T.O., Terrell Owens, right? I guess his agent has been in contact. He's 49 years old. Now, you know T.O. is in great shape. But he wants to play.
T.O.'s always been in great shape.
He wants to play again, Mark.
I'm sure he does.
And my question to you now is, has kind of Tom Brady muddied the water a little bit? Or, you know, like the idea of players playing.
Old guys?
Yeah, old guys still playing or wanting to still play. Especially, I'm sure, these players see the money that's on the table, the way the rules are, like you can't bash quarter. If this was Tom Brady playing in the 80s or the 90s, he wouldn't still be playing.
No, there's a lot. And there's Yeah, you're right. And there's a lot to one. You got a lot of stuff going in there. And the T.O. thing at 49.
Yes. But
the idea that Brady would next year play for the Raiders because McDaniels is there and he had him in New England. Cleveland, and Mark Davis is in love with Guy. He was in love with Derek Carr, too, at one point because of the dreamy eyes and the women love him. But this is not new where a guy, and I saw this today even before you told me about T.O. at 49, and he hasn't played since 2010. Last time he played, he was 37. He had 72 catches that year, 9 touchdowns, and he says he's still running a 4.5 40. Whoop-de-doo. But this isn't new. Gordie Howe played at 52. Jamie Moyer played to 49. George Blanda played. Morton Anderson, my Michigan State buddy, played till he was 47, 48. Chris Chelios. Remember we had Chelly? And remember he told us specifically he wanted to play to 50, Rob?
Right. I do remember, sure.
Chelly, we would do shows from Chris Chelios' Chili Bar in Detroit, and Chelly would come on a lot with us, and he was bound to determine. He almost made it.
Right.
I think he played with the Thrashers when he was 48 or 49, and then he finished his career.
He was a huge baseball fan. I love Chris Chelios.
Oh, yeah. No, Chelly, to this day, huge baseball fan.
Yeah.
Chicago guys in Chicago now and spends time in California. But anyhow, T.O. at 49 doesn't surprise me. And if some numbnut wants to go and sign him, whether it's Jerry Jones or somebody else, then fine. I mean, look, it's all about who's going to pay you money to do something. You can rip on Tom Brady all you want, but what money are you taking away from that guy? By the way, when you leave the game, you make $0 million and it doesn't multiply.
No, I get that, but it's just the idea of at this age, and what I get it, they have everything's better now, Mark. They have better trainers, and they hire people to take care of their bodies, and they eat right, and they got everybody's got a masseuse, and it's just it's
Rob,
way,
would you want to see T.O.? Would you look? I never, you know, I did that Steve Mariucci show, another show I did on the radio with, and he had T.O. of course in San Francisco, and he told some great stories about T.O. even back then, the Sharpie thing and everything. But and that's when he was famous for saying, forward we go. Do you want to see in 2023 another Terrell Owens play football? Do you want to see it?
If he could play and if he could help, I mean, it's not like you're going to watch some big overweight guy who
he's
doesn't
He's pushing
belong.
50. Do you
I,
want
I
to
get
see
it.
T.O. play?
I think I would be, Mark, willing to give a guy like he's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of guy, like as far as physique and staying in shape and the way the game is set up now, he's not going to be blazing speed, but could he still catch the ball and the way they throw the ball now, Mark, and the way you have to protect receivers? You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're going to get your block knocked off in this game.
You could, but you risk it. Look, we were talking about just Tua. You're playing football in the highest level. You always risk injury. You always risk getting
right.
Injured.
But I guess my thing is, if you're a fan or a team, do you totally discount him just based on age? Is what I'm saying. And as Tom Brady, as you look and say this guy's 45 and he's still playing, so why shouldn't other guys in their mid 40s or over 45? Still have an opportunity if they can play, Mark. If they can play, or should you be totally turned off once you hear T.O.'s 49 and go, no way,
he's in the Hall of Fame.
No
he's
how.
Got he's in the Hall of Fame. He's got a million catches, a million yards. He's already got what he wanted out of his career. Hey, people in Chicago, if the Bears signed T.O., you'd be thrilled with that? Hey, people in Cincinnati, you really want
or
T.O.
Or would you
to play?
Look at it as a gag or like, this is ridiculous. Why would your team sign
no,
him?
No, this is a serious thing. He wants to play. He wants someone to bite on him. He wants someone to sign him.
Well, he's seen teams looking at receivers. You know, they were entertaining OBJ, and OBJ wasn't even ready to play, and teams are whining and dining him and all that. So he's probably saying, you know, there's a spot. They need a receiver. They need somebody.
I've stood next to Terrell Owens in post-game situations. He's a specimen. He always has been. I doubt it's much different at 49, probably a little.
No, I've seen him. I see him on IG. I mean, all he does is work out. He looks great. And I'll tell you this, Mark, he has come to USC and spoken to a few of my classes, my sports writing classes.
I think I knew that. I think I saw that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And he's tremendous, matter of fact. And he offered his services the first time, and I really appreciated that. I thought that was pretty cool and for players to get a feel for him, you know what I mean? So,
I think it sounds like you want him to do this.
I wouldn't be against it if he – if you go and try out and you play and you...
Is it the position he plays, though? And if he was a quarterback, you'd think different? Because you don't want Brady to play at 45.
Yeah, well, Brady's bad right now.
Is it the position? Because how bad can you be at receiver unless you're dropping balls all the time?
You can be bad, or you can't get open, or you're too slow, or whatever it is.
But you can always fix an offense to make some success for Terrell Owens. Yeah. You can fix the offense for that.
So you're not – all right. So I'm saying I would be open to anybody playing if they can prove and show that they can play. I'm not going to be an ageist. Is that the right term?
That's an ageist. And I'll go this way. I'll say this. If he's only coming back to play to 50, I don't want him. If he's only coming to do that, if he really is serious about helping a team win, then I'd take my chance.
He never won a Super Bowl, so he has something to play for.
I get that. So there you go.
All right.
So that would be the difference for me, rather than just saying, well, I want to play at 49 and 50 because I'll be the oldest player ever.
Okay, Rob G., would from a fan's perspective, would you look at your team and go, oh, okay, I'm cool with this, or be like, this is a joke?
Depends if he can play.
See, so you're open to the idea, yeah. Right?
And look, if we're talking about Dallas, right? Because that's allegedly who he's or reportedly been in contact
with. Supposedly, he's got a couple of teams that are interested.
Well, his agent said specifically they've been talking to Jerry Jones the last few days, right?
All right, that makes
sense.
They
just picked up T.Y. Hilton,
right?
And according to people in the Dallas area, the beat writers, they brought him in because all he's basically going to do is run fly routes
and
just try to draw attention away from CeeDee Lamb and Tony Pollard and Dalton Schultz, just open it up for them. I'm willing to bet, I'm not certain, but I'm willing to bet good money that if you were to just time them in the 40, that T.O. could beat T.Y. Hilton.
Probably. And Rob G., you know T.O. is in
phenomenal shape.
He is. He don't look like he's almost 15 years old.
I liked it that T.Y. was back with the Cowboys.
Yeah?
I did. I like T.Y. Hilton.
Well,
and he made the biggest catch of their season, probably on that third and 30.
Rob G's right,
no doubt,
a big one.
Imagine if T.O. did that; he'd run to the center of the star, do the T.O. sign. It would have been fantastic.
A little popcorn.
That would be fun. Right?
I would have been all over that,
no doubt.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.